taken from Judges chapter 20, verse 18 to 48.
今天早上的经文是四世纪第二十章十八节到四十八节。
Judges chapter 20, verse 18 to 48. I'll read in English. 看华语的可以看 PowerPoint. Judges chapter 20, verse 18. The Israelites went up to battle and inquired of God. They said, "Who of us shall go first to fight against the Benjamites?" The Lord replied, "Judah shall go first." The next morning, the Israelites got up and pitched camp near Gibeah. The men of Israel went out to fight the Benjamites and took up battle positions against them at Gibeah. The Benjamites came out of Gibeah and cut down the Benjamites. And cut down 22,000 Israelites on the battlefield that day. But the men of Israel encouraged one another, and again they took up their positions where they had stationed themselves the first day. The Israelites went up and wept before the Lord until evening, and they inquired of the Lord. They said, "Shall we go up again to battle against the Benjamites, our brothers?" The Lord answered, "Go up against them." Then the Israelites drew near to Benjamin the next day. This time, when the Benjamites came out of Gibeah to oppose them, they cut down another 18,000 Israelites, all of them armed with swords. Then the Israelites, all the people, went up to battle, and there they sat weeping before the Lord. They fasted that day until evening and presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to the Lord. And the Israelites inquired of the Lord. They asked, "Shall we go up again to battle with Benjamin, our brother, or not?" The Lord responded, "Go, for tomorrow I will give them into your hands." Then Israel set an ambush around Gibeah. They went up against the Benjamites on the third day and took up positions against Gibeah just as they had done before. The Benjamites came out and met them and were drawn away from the city. They began to inflict casualties on the Israelites as before, so that about 30 men fell in the open field and on the roads, the ones leading to battle and the other to Gibeah. While the Benjamites were saying, "Hey, we are defeating them as before," the Israelites were saying, "Let's retreat and draw them away from the city to the roads." All the men of Israel moved from their places and took up positions at Baal Tamar. And the Israel ambush charged out of the place on the west of Gibeah. Then 10,000 of Israel's finest men made a frontal attack on Gibeah. The fighting was so heavy that the Benjamites did not realize how near disaster was. The Lord defeated Benjamin before Israel, and on that day the Israelites struck down 25,100 Benjamites, all armed with swords. Then the Benjamites saw that they were beaten. Now the men of Israel had given way before Benjamin because they had relied on the ambush they had set near Gibeah. The men who had been in ambush made a sudden dash into Gibeah, spread out, and put the whole city to the sword. The men of Israel had arranged with the ambush that they should send up a great cloud of smoke from the city, and then the men of Israel were turned in the battle. The Benjamites had begun to inflict casualties on the men of Israel, about 30, and they said, "Hey, we are defeating them as in the first battle." But when the column of smoke began to rise from the city, the Benjamites turned and saw the smoke of the whole city going up to the sky. Then the men of Israel turned on them, and the men of Benjamin were terrified, because they realized that disaster has come upon them. So they fled before the Israelites in the direction of the desert, but they could not escape the battle. And the men of Israel who came out from the town cut them down from there. They surrounded the Benjamites, chased them, and easily overran them in the vicinity of Gibeah on the east. 18,000 Benjamites fell, all of them valiant fighters. And as they turned and fled towards the desert into the rock of Rimmon, the Israelites cut down 5,000 men along the road. They keep pressing after the Benjamites as far as Gidom and cut down 2,000 more. On that day, 25,000 Benjamite swordsmen fell, all of them valiant fighters. But 600 men turned and fled into the desert to the rock of Rimmon, where they stayed for 4 months. The men of Israel went back to Benjamin and put all the towns to the sword, including the animals and everything else they found. All the towns they came across, they set on fire. Let us pray.
我们同心祷告。
Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your spirit amongst us. We pray that, Lord, indeed you will illuminate us, and in this spirit we begin to see your word. We pray that your word may be planted in our open hearts, that it will grow and bear fruits in our lives. All this is asked in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
American writer once told this story. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way.
两条小鱼儿，他们在水中游啊游，然后就遇见一条老鱼从另外一个方向游过来。
This old fish nod at them and say, "Hey boys, morning. How's the water?"
老鱼就问了，哎，小伙子，今天的水怎么样？
And then the two young fishes swim on a bit.
两条小鱼继续游啊游。
And eventually, one of them looks over at the other.
然后其中一只就问另外一只。
And says, "What the hell is water?"
就问水啊。什么水?
Now the point of this story is that the most obvious and important realities are often the ones that are hardest to see and talk about.
这个故事的重点呢，就是说最明显、最重要的事情，往往也就是最难看清楚、说清楚的。
Just as a fish sometimes might not know that it's already swimming in the water.
就好比一条鱼浸在水里却不知水。
Our perspectives, they are so natural to us that we often fail to notice them.
我们对自己的一些观点常常因为习以为常，以致我们早就看不注意它们了。
Like water to a fish, sometimes you seldom think about them even though you are immersed in it.
就如水中的鱼浸在里面却不常常的思考。
We assume that our perspectives, they are true, and we often take that for granted.
我们很早就认定说我们的那些观点是正确的，我们也 很理所当然的。
As we go through this sermon series on Judges, we have intentionally looked into some of these realities and reflect on them.
当我们在讲台讲这系列这个四世纪的系列，整个过程呢就刻意的让我们去反省一些这些实情。
These realities include basic human instincts like greed or fear.And also on the nature of our relationship with God.
这些实情包括我们的基本人性，比如我们的恐惧、贪婪，也包括人与神的关系。
Now for these moments of introspection, truly I'm immensely thankful.
能够有这些自我反省的机会，我感到非常感恩。
Sometimes we blindly go about our lives day in, day out, day in, day out.
有时我们真的是盲目度日，天天一样。
Sometimes even coming to church is a routine affair.
甚至说到教会来也成了一种乏味的顺序。
Taken in this sense, a routine day in, day out, day in, day out, sometimes we are no really different from these people living in those times of Judges.
其实这样的情况跟当时的四世纪的子民的生活没什么两样。
We are just doing what we think is right.
我们只是在行我们自己看为对的事情。
Like them, it is quite hard for us to realize the water that we are swimming in.
如他们一样，我们很难辨认我们身在其中的水。
But this awareness of the water is the most fundamental reflection that we must do on a regular basis, and that is my topic for today.
而那这种认知，这种认清自己情况，是最基本的反省，也是我今天的讲题的重点。
In today's passage, we read about a civil war in Israel.
今天的经文我们念到以色列的内战。
The tribe of Benjamin is fighting against the other 11 tribes.
便雅悯的支派与其他11个支派在征战。
For me, the highlights of this story are two moments of clarity, one for each side of the battle.
故事的高潮呢是两处的觉悟，就是双方各一次看清楚自己的状况。
For each moment of clarity describes how the side see the water that they are swimming in and realize for that moment what is truly going on.
双方在自己的情况看清楚自己所处的水。
I wish to discuss these two moments of clarity and think about their implications for us as we ourselves consider our own water.
让我谈论这两个时刻，然后对我们自己的自我反省的一种含义。
For the sight, the Israelites, their moment of clarity happened when they asked God the third time the question, "Shall we go up to battle against Benjamin, our brother, or not?"
对于这个以色列的十一个支派，这个觉悟的时刻出现在他们第三次求问神说，我们当再出兵与我们的兄弟便雅悯人打仗呢，还是罢兵呢？
Why do I say this is a moment of clarity?
为什么我说这个是他们觉悟的时刻呢？
Let me explain.
让我解释。
As Pastor Wilson highlighted last week, the Israelites came out as one man, rose as one man, united as one man.
上个礼拜永生传道已经讲了，他们以色列人众人联合，如同一人，聚集去攻击那个城。
They were like a single force of personal justice, determined to destroy evil.
他们共同成为一股的力量，执意要铲除邪恶。
And they say, "What is this awful crime that is committed among you?"
他们就责问，你们中间怎么出了这样的恶事呢？
Now surrender these wicked men of Gibeah so that we may put them to death and purge the evil from Israel.
现在你们要将这些基比亚的匪徒交出来，我们好致死他们。
To them, this is a non-debatable matter because the testimony of the Levites have already shown them that this evil has been committed.
对他们而言呢，这件事情是不需要去争辩的，因为那个利未人的见证已经证明说所行的恶。
No hesitation was needed.
他们毫无犹豫。
This is not a question of why, it's only now a matter of how.
根本不用考虑为什么要这样做，只是在说该如何去做。
This is clear in their first question to God.
很明显的，因为他们这样第一个问题问神。
Who of us shall go up to fight against the Israelites, the Benjamites?
他们是如此问，我们当中谁先上去与便雅悯人打仗呢？
The need for a battle is never in doubt.
从来没有考虑需要还是不需要打仗。
They just want God to rubber stamp their decision to decide who to go first.
只是要神来符合他们的决定罢了。
And God played along by deciding that Judah should go first.
神就由他们去吧。
The reason is most likely because the concubine that was killed was from Judah, and therefore Judah has the best cause, the best reason to go up against the Benjamites.
神由他们去说，哎呀，就犹大先上去吧。很有可能就是因为那遇害的妾是来自犹大，就让犹大去动手吧。
Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
反正就是不那么重要。
Because it's 400,000 against 26,000 men.
因为是400,000人对26,000人。
20-1, the victory is already confirmed. No matter who went first.
20个人对一个人，无论谁先动手，都应该是胜券在握。
And things suddenly seemed that way until they shockingly lost in the first battle.
而他们也真的以为是如此，直到出乎意料的，他们战败了。
22,000 Israelites were killed while no casualties were reported for the Benjamites.
22,000以色列人被杀，而便雅悯人却没有伤亡。
Shaken by this unexpected defeat,
以色列人被这战败动摇了。
The Israelites seemed to have grasped the reality of what they were doing.
似乎就看清多一点点自己的行为的一些实情。
Weeping, they asked God,Shall we go up again to battle against the Benjamites, our brothers?
他们就在耶和华面前哭啊，哭求问说：“哎呀，我们是否再去与我们的兄弟便雅悯人打仗，可以不可以？”
Now this attitude is a marked improvement because they now acknowledge the Benjamites as their brothers.
态度呢是比先前好多了，因为他们确认便雅悯人为自己的同胞。
But we should not mistake their question to God as if they are asking for a yes or no.
但这里还是不是很真诚地询问神，应该不应该去征战。
We know that they have already made up their mind before asking God, because before asking Him, they have already taken up their battle positions just as before.
其实我们知道他们已经拿定主意要出战了，因为他们在那边摆阵了。
And God continued to play along, and this led to their second defeat with 18,000 casualties.
神又随他们而去，结果就18,000以色列人战死。
This is why we see in the third question, "Shall we go up to battle against the Benjamites, our brother, or not?" We see these two words or not as truly significant.
后来在第三个问题，我们就看到他们说，我们当再去与我们的弟兄打仗呢，还是罢兵？就出现了这两个字，罢兵。
Now these words mean that this time they are equally willing to stop this fight if it is not the will of God.
表示这次他们是真的乐意顺服神的旨意，如果神要他们停止打仗。
It is no coincidence that before they approached God, they offered burnt offering and also fellowship offerings, which are also known as peace offerings, instead of taking up their battle positions first.
因此，在这寻求神之前，这一次他们就献上了燔祭，还有平安祭。平安祭也称为友好祭，而他们不再是摆正了。
Now, after two heavy defeats, I believe they have come to understand that all their previous assumptions of righteousness of their cause, they were misplaced.
经过两次惨重的战败，他们终于明白过去那自以为意的假设还有决定都有错误。
There are three reasons for the offerings.
献祭有三大理由。
First, they have finally come to realize that their relationship with God is now in doubt.
第一，他们终于意识到自己与神的关系出了问题。
Why else will God send them to two defeats?
否则的话，为何神让他们出战却又战败呢？
Secondly, this broken relationship has a lot to do with God's anger at their decision to attack their own brother.
第二，这个破裂的关系出于神对他们决定要攻击自己的同胞，神对他们的发怒。
Therefore, this is why they need offering, burnt offerings to God to make peace with God for their actions.
所以这次需要献祭与神修复和好关系。
And also fellowship offerings, peace offerings to absolve their sins of breaking this peace with the Benjamites, their brothers.
平安祭、友好祭，为自己的行为、为自己的罪恶与同胞不和而赎罪。
Thirdly, they have also realized that the wickedness of Gibeah.This is not just a Benjamite issue, but the issue with the whole of Israel.
第三，他们终于明白了基比亚人的恶不单单只是便雅悯人的问题，其实是整个民族的问题。
The offerings were therefore very crucial in acknowledging their own guilt as part of this national community that has let such evil happen.
所以这个献祭表示他们身为大群体的一部分，他们允许这样的恶事情发生，他们在承认自己的过犯。
This is a true moment of clarity for them.
这是他们觉悟看清楚情况的时刻。
In their rage against the Benjamites as an agent of justice, they have assumed their own innocence as an authority for judging their own brother.
当他们对便雅悯人愤怒，他们到一个地步认为自己有权作为审判者。
Never once did they question their own role in the entire tragedy, or even their prudence in attacking their own brother in this manner.
他们从没有想想自己在整件悲剧的时候，自己在打自己人的时候，这个行为有谨慎的考量吗？
They were doing just as they see fit.
他们行自己看为对的事。
After two defeats, they finally come to realize the water that they were swimming in.
经过两次的惨败，他们终于看清楚自己浸在的情况。
They finally realized that they were attacking their own, one of their own brothers with whom they actually share equal responsibility as a community for the death of the concubine.
终于明白了自己在攻打自己的同胞，而其实对于那个遇害的妾的遭遇，他们身为整个群体的一部分，也要负责相同的责任。
And therefore the offerings and the serious doubt this time as to whether to continue the mission, this is a very fitting response to their realization, final realization of what they were actually doing.
因此他们献祭，他们认真的思考是否真的该继续进行这个任务，这是恰当的回应。
This reality, this water has been totally lost upon them until this very point of moment of clarity.
在这之前，这个实情他们从来没有考虑过。
Today, I wish that we also consider the water more often.
今天我也真的希望我们能够多一点的审查。
It's no coincidence that Christians are often perceived as self-righteous.
基督徒常常被人视为自以为是，并不是偶然的。
The reason is that our natural response to something that we see as wrong is often a very quick judgment and a strong action to put things right.
因为当我们看到一些不对的行为的话，我们很直接的反应就是去下定论，并且很强硬的行为去纠正，即刻纠正它。
And this judgment and action, it will be especially harsh if we perceive that we have strength in numbers or strength in our own moral superiority.
特别是当我们站着人数多又有道德高超为理由，这样的事情就显得更为残酷。
And yet, we often wonder why we fail to make people see their folly and make them repent.
然后我们就一直纳闷，为什么人家总是看不到他们的错而改过呢？
Haven't we already received our answer from God to go up against them?
我们不是已经听见神叫我们去与他们征战吗？
Why did we fail?
为何我们失败呢？
Now, I do not disagree that we are often correct in identifying other people's sin.
我认同说，很多时候我们对某个人或者某件事的罪恶是正确的。
But in charging in to cast out the evil, have we also considered the water?
但是当我们急着去除恶的当儿，我们是否看出情况呢？
The reality is that you might be destroying your brother when you are aiming for the sin.
是，当你在对付罪的时候，恐怕你也同时毁灭了你的弟兄。
And in doing that, I will ask three questions that is related to the offerings of the Israelites.
所以在进行的时候，我情愿问了三个问题是跟以色列人献祭有关联的。
First, what is your relationship with God?
第一，我与神的关系如何？
Is your relationship already broken when you are so vengeful against your own brother?
当我在向着我的弟兄报复的时候，是否这个关系已经破裂了？
And thirdly, how much do you share in this sin of your brother?
第三，在这个兄弟的恶行为，有多少是我有份参与的？
Perhaps you need to do your own offerings before charging against your own brother.
也许真的该献祭才冲上去。
In Matthew chapter 7, it says, Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
马太福音第七章说，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Jesus says, For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. With the measure that you use, it will be measured to you.
因为你们怎么样论断人，也必怎么样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
为什么看见你兄弟眼中的刺，却不想自己眼中的梁木呢？
How can you say to your brother, let me take this speck out of your own eye when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎么对你弟兄说，容我去除掉你眼中的刺吧？
You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
你这假冒为善的人啊，你先除去你自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看清楚，去掉你兄弟眼中的刺。
Now in Jesus' teaching, it's not saying that we should not judge others.
主耶稣的教训并非说我们不能够论断别人。
You still have to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
你还是需要替你的兄弟除那根刺。
But we must first do that, having first considered the water.
但是在论断之前，请你先考量，谨慎的先审查那个实情。
Search yourself first and check your presumptions.
探查一下自己的假设。
In the end, you may still have to confront your brother's sin, just as how God continued to send the Israelites a third time, and this time into victory.
最终，也许你仍旧需要与这位弟兄姐妹对质，去处理罪的问题，正如神在这里第三次要以色列人得胜，惩罚便雅悯人。
But this time you have taken the plank out of your own eye and has seen clearly what you are actually doing.
但是这一次你已经先将自己眼中的梁木除去，看清楚自己所行的。
You are still doing the same actions to remove the speck, but I think being mindful of the entire picture, it will make the results different.
其实你做的事情还是一样，你还是去除别人的眼中的刺，但是因为你有先考量那个情况，以大局为前提，结果会有差别的。
In the end, the Israelites almost destroyed the entire Benjamite tribe.
最后，那个以色列人差点完全灭掉整个便雅悯支派。
But in the way they later mourned for their loss and tried to make amends so that the tribe survives, I believe this earlier moment of clarity had a lot to do with it.
但过后，你看到他们为这件事情痛哭流泪，并且设法去补偿的便雅悯的生存，你就知道他们已经看清楚实情了。
In considering the water, I believe our results in reconciling a sinful brother, it will also be similar.
同样的，我认为当我们有这样的这方面的考量，我们在挽回弟兄犯罪的时候，会有一样的果效。
Now the second moment of clarity in today's passage comes from the other side, the Benjamites.
另外一个觉悟的时刻是从便雅悯支派那里来的。
This moment of clarity is described twice in the story because obviously the narrator is trying to play up this tragic moment.
这个时刻，这个觉悟的时刻反复重复了两次，因为这个说故事的人，他的目的是要强化这故事的悲剧性。
In verse 34, it says, the fighting was so heavy that the Benjamites did not know how near the disaster was.
34节，争斗非常凶猛，便雅悯人却不知道灾祸临近了。
And then it says, the Benjamites saw that they were beaten.
然后36节，于是便雅悯人知道自己败了。
This moment is repeated again in verse 41. Then the men of Israel turned on them, and the men of Benjamin were terrified because they realized that disaster had come upon them.
又重复41节，以色列人又转回身来，便雅悯人就甚惊慌，因为看到灾祸临到自己了。
So this narrator has skillfully captured this very transitive moment from ignorance to horrid realization. He captured this moment twice.
叙述者两次很巧妙的把这个令人很沉痛的很沉痛的时刻从无知到觉悟。
Now this moment of clarity for the Benjamites I believe is especially impactful for us because we the readers has already been told by the narrator the inevitability of defeat of the Benjamites.
而这觉悟的时刻对我们来讲特别的震撼，因为我们作为读者，其实我们早就知道他们的下场。
The pain has always been that we know the inevitable death of these Benjamites.
那个刺痛呢，就是我们早就知道他们迟早会死的。
When God promised victory to the Israel to say, "Tomorrow, go, I will give them into your hands," we know.
当神允许以色列人说，你们上去打他们吧，因为明日我必将他们交在你们手中，我们就知道他们时期到了。
When the narrator describes how the Israelites set up this ambush and the initial casualties, they have successfully lured out the Benjamites. We know.
当作者形容他们以色列人怎么样设下那个埋伏啊，怎么引诱他们离开城，我们也知道他们的结局了。
And when the Benjamites, they were oblivious to the danger, they were saying, "Oh, hey, we were defeating them just as before, just as the first time." We know.
当他们还对这个危险不敏锐，他们说：“哎呀，他们仍旧败在我们面前。”我们知道了。
So when the moment comes and the Benjamites come to the sickening realization that they are going to die, this moment hits us especially hard because at that we share in their moment of horror.
所以当那个时候到了，当他们终于明白自己要死了，我们也知道，我们也感受他们的惊慌。
This is the moment that the Benjamites saw the water that they were swimming in.
此时，他们清楚看到自己所处的状况。
They saw at that moment the reality that we have known all along.
他们看到的是我们老早就看到的。
That they were going to die.
也就是说，他们都要死了。
Let us imagine what is it like to be a Benjamite at that time.
让我们想一下，如果我们自己是一个便雅悯人，会是怎么样的？
Especially the 700, you know, they were left-handed and they could sling a stone perfectly.
特别是那700个精兵，他们是左撇的，他们能够用石头打人。
Basically, you can with this perfect sling, you can kill any enemy at a distance.
而且是百发百中，无论你站得近或者站得远。
And even if one managed to come close to you, they will be killed instantly because they do not expect the strike that comes from the left hand.
即使敌人能够有机会靠近你，他也会败在你手上，因为没有预料到你会用左手出击。
So whether near or far, no enemy survives with you.
所以无论是近或者远，你都能够消灭所有的敌人。
Basically, you feel invincible and you can overcome anything by just your skill.
你会认为自己是那个不会失败的人， 靠着自己的能力。
So when all the other tribes, they were there to threaten and make demands, you feel honored to defend you feel bound to defend your honor.
所以当那些支派对你有要求啊，甚至在恐吓你，你会觉得说我有义务维护我自己的荣誉。
What an insult this is.
那太岂有此理了。
I can handle my own affairs.
我可以料理我自己的事情。
Nobody can force me to do anything, and anybody who tries, they can die trying.
没有人能够干预我做什么事情，而你要试试看的话呢，你就去找死吧。
What is this?
你说什么呢？
20 against 1?
二十个人对打我一个。
As Joel will say, my mother can do better.
有些人说他的奶奶可以做得更厉害。
22,000 dead in the first battle.
第一战就杀死你22,000。
Now you know my strength.
现在你知道我厉害。
18,000 dead in the second one.
第二战就杀你18,000。
Now you know my power.
你看我的本事。
And in the third battle, look, they were running away so early.
哇，第三场不用看了，还没有打他们就在跑了。
We are defeating them as before.
就好像从前一样，跟他们败战一样。
We are defeating them just like the first battle.
就如第一战我们在打赢一样。
And we are, wait a minute, I think we're surrounded.
但是我们被包围了。
And look,our base city Gibeah, has been burnt up in smoke.
而我们的基地基比亚城，为什么被火攻了？
That is not possible.
这是不可能的。
I'm going to lose.
原来我要战败了。
Oh, I think today I'm going to die.
今天我可能会死。
How is this possible?
这怎么可能呢？
I'm invincible, right?
我是不敌的金刚啊。
I never expect to die.
我没有从来想过自己会死的。
Except it is not so unexpected, isn't it?
并不那么出乎意料，对吗？
We the readers know and see the water that they were swimming in all along.
我们身为读者早就看清楚他们正在处的情况了。
It's only that the reality of this inevitable death, inevitable defeat, it has always been there, just that they never realized it until that very moment.
死亡的事实一直都存在，只是他们没有觉悟罢了。
And we can really sense their terror when they finally come face to face with that reality, that water, for the very first time.
到了那一刻，当他们感觉到面对死亡的真相，而他们恐惧的时候，我们也能够同体会。
On that day, the tribe of Benjamin was wiped out, except 600 men.
那一日，除了600人之外，全部便雅悯支派的人都灭亡了。
Now the reality of inevitable death, it is also true for us.
死亡的真相对我们来说也是一样的。
The reality is that no one lives forever.
实情是没有人不会死的。
No one knows for sure what the next day will bring.
没有人知道明天会发生什么事。
But we often swim in this water without realizing it because we feel, it feels like we can live forever.
但我们却常常这样的浸在水中而不是水，因为我们感觉自己好像永远都不会死。
Today, in considering this water, I'm not getting all of us to become morbid or paranoid.
今早在谈论这些反省，不是要叫我们成为很病态了或者恐惧。
But in knowing that our lives on earth is not meant to go on forever,This will, I believe, will make us put many things into proper perspectives.
乃是当我们知晓自己在世上的日子有限，我们将会把许多的事情用另外一种更好的观点去看待和处理。
We can be less foolhardy when about being right all the time in conflicts.
在起争执的时候，我们也不需要太过的鲁莽，坚持每次都要赢。
We can be less cocksure in thinking that we can overcome anything just by.We can overcome anyone who disagree with me.
我们也不会那么嚣张，自以为总会胜过那些与我们唱反调的。
We can also be less hot-headed in defending every cause.
在维护自己的立场的时候，我们也不会那么冲动，那么暴躁。
In a world which trumpets might makes right.
今天在这个社会是凡事以强势来纠正错误的。
The reality of inevitable death.I believe it reminds us that perhaps we are not so mighty after all.
死亡的真实能够提醒我们，我们并非那么强而有力。
The reality of our wrongfully perceived righteousness and this reality of inevitable death, these are only two of the many, many perspectives that we live with every day.
这两个观点，错误的自以为意，还有死亡的真实，是我们每日所需要面对的许许多多衡量的其中两个观点罢了。
We continue our lives day in day out, oblivious to many of these perspectives that we take for granted.
我们在生活的时候，也许我们能够置这些不理而照常过活。
But in reminding ourselves to consider the water, I hope that we can look into our assumptions more often.
但倘若我们能够时刻地提醒自己去审查所持的状况，我盼望我们能够更看清楚自己的一些假设。
In living our lives more mindful of why we do what we do, I hope we can free ourselves from always doing as we see fit.
活着的时候，更多留意自己的行为背后的动机，而不被凡事都任凭自己的意而去绑死。
And we also remember often the water that is the reality of God.
并纪念说神的存在这个实情。
And in remembering this, we can also live according to His will.
在纪念的当中，乐意行神的旨意。
Let us pray.
让我们同心祷告。
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for these many moments that we can think about all these assumptions that we have of our lives.Lord, we ask that, Lord, you illuminate us and that indeed we can see clearly who we are, who you are, and what we are doing.